Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi everyone, welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I'm delighted you are here. My name is Molly McCord. I am a best-selling author, astrologer, intuitive, and spiritual teacher. And today I'm excited to speak with a lovely woman, Susanna Kennedy, who is here to talk with us about divine feminine empowerment. Before we begin, I would first like to invite you to just take a really deep breath. The type of breath that you inhale and you feel it moving through your throat, into your lungs, into your belly. The type of breath that is so deep and clear that it expands your body. And then to slowly exhale. Things have been so busy. And we've been moving through a lot of intense energies. So just taking a moment to really tune into our breath and to relax into our own nature, our own essence, can really ground us and make us feel stronger in ourselves. So I invite you to do that for a few more rounds of deep breathing. And as I allow you that space, I'd like to also share that you can find on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, inspirations, spiritual teachings, new insights. You can also download a free 44-page ebook that is all about loving and celebrating yourself. So please check out ConsciousCoolChic.com and also feel free to connect with me on any of the social media channels where you are as well, whether that be Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or Pinterest. So today we are going to speak with a lovely woman. She was here with us a few months ago. And Susanna Kennedy has the ability to activate and empower the divine feminine in both men and women. And she is going to lay out the three steps to get you on track to bringing forth divine feminine aspects. And this is all with the intention of fulfilling your mission on earth. She's going to walk us through the first step and reveal the six core issues you must deprogram from your subconscious mind before you can progress further. And if you've been listening to this show over the past few months, you know how we've been digging into the subconscious mind with multiple guests. So this continues. It's a very important aspect to healing and to your spiritual awakening. Susanna is actually going to conduct a mini workshop to help you identify your core issues. So grab paper and pencil and be ready to jot down some things. And most importantly, I'm just so grateful that Susanna is able to provide us with this clear step-by-step action plan, because this is really what we need. So let me tell you a little bit about Susanna. You may have been introduced to her previously, but in case you have not met her before, she is known as the Graceful Transformation Expert. She is the author of the book Sacred Union, Pathway to Paradise, and host of Reality Crafting with Susanna Kennedy on the One World Puja Network. She's known as one of the top 24 New Thought leaders in the world and is a frequent guest speaker on the topics of conscious evolution, energy medicine, healing, relationships, empowerment, and transformation. As a visionary and reality architect, Susanna offers a grounded, systemic approach to moving through accelerated change with grace and ease. In 1997, Susanna experienced a spontaneous conscious awakening that changed her life completely, and many of you can probably relate to this. With her new level of consciousness, she was able to tap into the universal intelligence and access information, wisdom, and technology to serve humanity in these changing times. Then in 1998, Susanna left a successful 15-year career as a corporate training consultant in order to establish Reality Crafting Institute, which is dedicated to the graceful transformation of humanity and the restoration of paradise on earth. She is recognized as a leader in the evolution of human consciousness and specializes in graceful transformation. Susanna's work has touched more than 100,000 people in the past 2 years alone. And as more and more people throughout the world are implementing her highly effective consciousness technology, her program has proven so effective that she is now responding to requests to offer certification training for healing arts practitioners. So consider that if she can help you. You'll want to stay all the way to the end of this program because Susanna will have a special gift and offer she prepared just for you, your mission today. Hi, Susanna. Welcome to the program.
Aloha, Molly. Aloha, everybody. Thank you for the invitation. It's great to be here with you again.
Well, I'm glad you had the time to meet with us again. I know that many people strongly resonated with your teachings, and the divine feminine aspect of our being is so important right now that this is very timely. So thanks for being here, and I'm excited to just dive in, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. So let's begin with the essentials. What is the divine feminine aspect, and does it exist in both men and women? Because there can be some confusion about this.
Right. Well, the divine feminine really is the creative energy of creation. It's the raw energy. It's love. It's basically, it's love that hasn't taken form yet. So it's raw energy waiting to have the intention to tell it, the instructions to tell it how to take shape and form. So in our world, we live in a dualistic world. So we have, you know, this right and wrong, good and bad, light and dark, and male and female. And so this duality that's been at war with each other. And in the past at least 6,000 years, we've been in a patriarchal society where the male aspect has been dominant and has actually suppressed the feminine. And so what has happened is the mind has been doing all the work without the heart, without the wisdom. And that makes things, first of all, a lot harder because you got to work harder when you don't have all of the energy, all of the wisdom available to you. So what that has come down to on the human level is that we have all, because of this patriarchal society, it's kind of programmed into our subconscious to value the mind over the heart and the the soul and the wisdom. And so it gets suppressed even in our own system. The mind is dominant, and that's true for males and females. So we all have an inner feminine, and that would be the part of us, and it may be suppressed, so you might not have seen it a lot, but we all have it, and that's what we want to empower. And so that's the part of us that is open to receive and open to radiate the love that we are, open to receive the energy from the earth, from the sun. There's energy all around that we're not utilizing. There's creative energy that we're not utilizing. There's information. The feminine part of us is open to information that's everywhere around us, that because we've been focused on the mind only takes in information through the five senses. But there's so much more information out there for us to access and use. So it's really important to bring this into balance within each one of us, and of course bring it into balance on the planet, because you know, what we have now, after we've had this world that has been male and mind dominated, is, you know, technology that has gone ahead of ethics and heart. And, you know, we just see the results of it, not being honoring of each other, feeling this separation, polluting, because we don't honor the earth, we don't honor each other, we don't think about what's going to happen in the long term. So we have it in both. Men and women have both a male and female aspect. And it's also the feminine aspect of us in our bodies is often associated with the right hemisphere of the brain, which is that creativity, intuition, the appreciation of beauty, the ability to feel comfortable in the mystery and to go with the flow. And so a lot of that has been suppressed in us. And what is dominant is what they call the male aspect, associated more with the left hemisphere of the brain, which is the mind and how it likes to think and analyze and keep things in order. And it really likes to know and understand, which is okay. You know, we need that too, except when it gets out of proportion and distorted, and it gets to the point where it needs to know so badly that it starts to exert control over the environment or over your life in an effort to make everything predictable. So letting go of that dominance and getting balance between the male and female aspect of us so that they can work together is very empowering, and it's essential. It's really essential for our survival at a personal level and at a global level.
I think that everything you just described is resonating with all of us, because we have been trained subconsciously and unconsciously to rely on all of the energies of our minds and that control and that predictability that you spoke of. And so when we're looking at this divine feminine aspect of ourselves, you know, why is it important to empower her, to empower this part of us?
Because she has the power, the real creative power, the power of creation, which is different than us having to work hard to make everything happen. It's a global, it's a universal creative force that can make our life easier. And because she holds the information and the wisdom that we need and the intuition that we need, you know, things are changing so quickly, and we have information overload. We have so much coming to us all the time. And how do we navigate that? How do we know what's really right for us? And it's not something that we can figure out with our minds. We have to access this other part of us that can feel like a GPS or like a gyroscope that can feel what's in alignment for us in this moment and what is not. And when you bring that balance together, and when you bring the right and left hemisphere of your brain together in whole thinking, whole brain functioning, your life gets easier. It gets more graceful. It gets more, you have more power to create what you need. And, you know, you let go of the subconscious programming in the mind that is trying to do everything and keep everything under control. And by the way, it's trying to keep everything in control based on a set of rules that it created before you were 7 years old. So these rules and this programming is so obsolete, it just doesn't make any sense anymore. And yet, you know, with this programming in place, it runs us. The programming always rules, and that's why you'll see, you know, you make the same mistake over and over and over again, even when you promise yourself, I'm never going to do that again, and then you get triggered into that automatic behavior, and boom, there you've done it again. And it's like, even because you know at an intellectual level what's right for you, it doesn't always mean that you're going to make that choice, because the subconscious programming usually wins.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I was finished. Thank you.
Okay. Well, what I love about your work, Susanna, is that you emphasize graceful transformation, and that is really the key to your approach. So can you tell us what you mean by graceful transformation, especially for those who are brand new to your work?
Mm-hmm. Well, transformation, I'm talking about big change, not little incremental changes. So like changing from a caterpillar into a butterfly. You know, that's a total change of being. A fundamental change that we're all going through from a culture that's steeped in separation, fear, and lack to one that is founded in unity and love and abundance for all. And graceful. Let me give you an example of a non-graceful transformation. It's like you get those messages, whether they're intuitive or messages from your environment that tell you that you need to make some changes, that things aren't working, and you don't pay attention to those messages. And the messages keep coming, and they usually get louder and louder. But if you don't pay attention to them, the universe or your higher self or whatever you want to call it will make those changes for you. So if you are really attached, if your subconscious programming has got you so attached to this identity, and say your identity is really wrapped up in your job, in your career, and your higher self wants you to know you are so much more than that, and you're not getting the picture. And so what does it have to do? It has to, you know, take away that, you know, people lose their jobs because their identity is too wrapped up in it. So that's not graceful. If your identity is really wrapped up in your relationship, your, you know, the role of a partner in a marriage or a parent, you know, that could be shifted from you. If you're really wrapped up in your status in the community. That's an example of a non-graceful transformation when your higher self says, you know, you just haven't been listening, so I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands. And it feels like the rug is pulled out from underneath you. And you can feel like the victim of circumstances. So a graceful transformation would be to say, I know that I need, that everybody needs to go through this process of letting go of the subconscious programming that isn't me anyway. And I know that I need to get in alignment with who I really am at the level of my soul, the level of my essence, and do what I came here to do. And so I am going to choose to, you know, get the resources and the guidance and the support I need to go through that transformation gracefully. And you create, you know, you create the space in your life to do that, and you get the support that you need to do that. So Molly, that's the example of what a graceful transformation is and how it's different from every other kind of transformation you might have to go through.
Right. Beautiful. Thank you. That was a great example. So just to get a little bit more personal, can you tell us how your divine feminine aspect got activated and empowered and how that has changed your life as a result?
Yeah, well, I would say it was a non-graceful transformation, and why I became so dedicated to making it graceful for other people. I woke up one Saturday morning, and this energy was pulsing through my body. It was actually running up my spine. My spine was undulating on the bed. It felt fiery and electric, and it was scary. And I just called out and said, you know, what is happening to me? And I heard this voice, and it says, you are giving birth to yourself. Just breathe. And so I did the Lamaze breath. I didn't know what other breath to do. And it lasted for about an hour and a half. And when it was done, I knew that whoever I thought I was before was not who I really was. So what did it do? It ripped away my self-identity.
Wow.
In an hour and a half. And it wasn't like amnesia. It wasn't like I didn't remember who I was. I just didn't feel at all connected emotionally to who I was. I could see that who I thought I was just a collection of programming beliefs and attitudes about myself, and I could see that it was just false. And then at the same time, I could feel this vastness of being, which is that feeling of the divine feminine. It's this vastness of being is all I can call it, this vastness of love. And I could feel this sense of I'm so much more than this, and that I've taken just, you know, part of my consciousness and brought more of my consciousness into this body. But even what's in this body is just very tiny compared to all that I am. But I'm going to focus it here because I have a purpose, and I have something to share, and I have a contribution to make. And so that became a real driving force in my life. So, Molly, that was my slam dunk experience into the divine feminine. My gifts came online of being able to hear my own divine feminine inner guidance and my ability to manifest consciously really heightened. I saw synchronicity increase tremendously. I was having clairvoyant moments. I was, you know, just like all of those gifts of the feminine side of us that we all have that kind of are for the right hemisphere of the brain, it just all came online. And my emotional body opened up and my heart opened up and, you know, just so I was kind of ungracefully slam dunked into the divine feminine. But it was good.
Yes.
It was good. And I, you know, I adjusted to it over time, but, you know, it took some adjustment. And I'm really grateful for the inner guidance that I had, because had it not been for that, it would have been real hard to adjust to. And so that's why, Molly, I am so dedicated to helping people go through this in a supported, graceful way.
And it also reinforces that we should always trust that voice that comes to us and gives us information. I think that is something that everyone loves to hear. They love these stories where you just trusted and followed the guidance as it came through.
Mm-hmm.
So, Susanna, what are the steps we need to take in order to empower our divine feminine aspect and move through the necessary transformation gracefully? What are the steps?
Right. The three steps would be, number one, to deprogram your subconscious mind and detox your emotional body. And this will raise your vibration. And to support that, I developed the Emotional Mental Detox Program. The second step, after you've let go of who you are not, is to actually embody your own human, I call it divinity, that divine higher aspect of yourself. And by bringing forth your true divine essence into your body, you have that full expression of your soul purpose. And so to support that, I was gifted with a process, a consciousness technology called Divine Human Upgrades. And then once you've embodied your divinity, you're ready to consciously co-create your personal version of paradise on earth. And, you know, there's a long and beautiful story that goes along with that, but for now I can tell you that I transmit something called the Paradise Codes. And so my husband Casey and I host individuals and couples and groups here on Kauai and give people a week-long full immersion into the Paradise Codes and frequencies and consciousness. And once you embody the Paradise Codes, you can create your paradise anywhere, and you'll be able to contribute your unique soul gifts to the planetary restoration of paradise on Earth. So that's the three steps, Molly, in a nutshell.
Great. And what I love is that you're so generous with your information, Susanna. So for everyone who's listening right now, they probably want to know, okay, so what can I do to get started? So what do we need to focus on first to empower our divine feminine aspect?
Well, to start to let go of that subconscious programming that we talked about. And so what I've identified that there are six issues that as humans we all have in common. Now, they're all variations of the main core issue, which is separation. You know, the truth is that you're a vast being of love light, and when you decided to come into the earth plane, you agreed to play this duality game that's been going on for 13 millennia now. And as a vast being, you focused a fine laser beam of yourself into this virtual reality game suit we call a body, and we agree to limit our perception to the data input devices in our game suit, which we call the five senses. And we agreed to forget who we really are so that we could fully immerse ourselves in this duality game. Are we having fun yet? So the going on to the six core issues, the first one is the male. You know, the first expression of duality you're going to notice when you come into a body is this duality between the male and female. And so the first one that we want to work with is programming errors and misinformation about males and male energy. So this is a point, if everyone would like to just kind of sink into this with me and explore this aspect within themselves, if they have paper and something to write with, I'm just going to take you a little deeper into this. So take another full deep breath and just sink in. And just remember back, who were the significant men or males that were present in your childhood in the first 7 years? So fathers, brothers, uncles, grandfathers. Just remember who they were. And sink down, take another breath. And sink down, and even if you can focus your awareness in your heart, I'm going to ask some questions. And you don't need to answer them with your mind, but feel what comes up when I ask these questions. Did you feel loved, honored, cherished, protected by your father? Did he tell you were beautiful, smart, competent? Did he value your ideas? Did he encourage your dreams? Was your father even present physically, emotionally? So just jot down a few words about how you feel about yourself or what you decided about yourself based on your interaction with your father. Okay, good. So in those first 7 years, it is actually the right hemisphere of the brain that is operative at that time, and it just absorbs everything from the environment unfiltered. And so patterns and things that you observed in your family, in your environment, just got downloaded. So let's look at what patterns did you download about relationships based on your parents' relationships and your relationships with your siblings, but mostly your parents. And again, just feel what comes up when I ask these questions. What messages did you get from your mother about men? Can you trust them? Will they be there for you? Did your father trust your mother? Did he trust her feminine wisdom and feelings? What messages did you get about who can you trust in this world? And can you trust yourself? And what did you download about what men think about women? So everything that you observed and everything that was downloaded into your subconscious, that's what gets dramatized on the screen of your life. So have you noticed relationship patterns over the course of your life? Do you keep having the same relationship over and over again, different faces, different places, yet the same pattern? Feel into that for a moment. Is there a pattern? And could you say, would this be true for you? Is every relationship you've had in your adult life been some version of your birth family? Now, other hidden aspects in your inner male include your relationship with the masculine patriarchal systems, such as government, religion, education, the financial economic world, the media. And I'm sure that you recognize that this society, we've gotten way out of balance. The good news is that in paradise, which is paradise on earth, which we are moving to, there is going to be balance. There can only be balance. So this will all come into balance. So even if you're in a female body now, you have a mind, and this is also a male expression of energy. So the mind likes to understand, it likes to figure things out, it likes to analyze, it likes to know the outcome, it likes predictability. So reflect for a moment to see what's true for you. How much does your male mind trust your feminine heart and emotions and intuition? Wouldn't it be great to detox those inner mind controls and set your inner feminine free? So here are just a few of the distortion patterns that we all carry in relation to our male aspect. Now, these are distorted male qualities. There is a mature divine masculine, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the distortions. Abandonment, betrayal, victimization. See if you just feel into, if you feel you have any of these patterns working in your life. Anger, rage, resentment, hatred, manipulation, control, enslavement. So the good news is that after you detox your male aspect, you'll be able to replace distrust, defense, and constriction with open-hearted trust and allowance for males and male expressions of energy. And with these negative memories and emotions neutralized, you're free to be present in the moment and respond consciously. And you're going to be able to develop the ability to deeply discern truth and integrity in yourself and in others. And you'll make wise and healthy choices. And Molly, your inner male, your inner female, and your inner child will finally be able to trust the balanced, healthy, mature male inside. And so
that's such a... Go ahead.
Yeah, that is you know, that in itself really helps to set the feminine part of us free.
Yes, and I was going to say that was such a great connection for people to make and understand about how this does bring energy back into balance in many ways within us. And when we're learning something new or practicing something new, you know, it can be foreign. And so how do you describe what it's like to embody the divine feminine? Because that could be brand new for people.
Well, before I go on to that, I just want to say that what I just went through was the male detox, and there's five other sessions, detox sessions, that we go through in the program. And the second one is the female aspect, because once you set her free, she's been suppressed and repressed for so long, she really doesn't know what to do with herself. So this is the point where she needs empowerment now. And so we help her to clear and empower that feminine aspect within. And then the next session is detoxing fear, and then we detox guilt and judgment, and then we detox pain, sorrow, grief, depression, and then we detox lack, limitation, and at the core, the separation consciousness, which is at the core of all of this. So once we let go of all that, then that balance can be reestablished between the inner male and the inner female and the inner child. And what starts to happen is you have this strong inner family. And there's even a time where you go through almost reparenting yourself. So you have this divine feminine and divine masculine inside that starts to really nurture and give the love to the inner child that it never really had, you know, growing up. And so you get this real strong inner family and the strength. And so living with your divine feminine and your divine masculine in balance and in harmony working together, what that feels like is, first of all, your life is so much more easy and graceful, because the feminine part of you is tapping into all of the information that's out there, that's beyond the five senses. So you could call that, you know, people call that intuition. And with all this information coming in, the masculine part still uses the mind to organize all that information, but now it's got so much more information to draw from. And so from that, it discerns what's right for me today in this, you know, that's aligned with who I am and what I'm here to do. And it opens up the channels for flow. The divine feminine is that open, receptive part. And if we've closed her down, we've probably closed down some of our chakras, and the energy isn't even coming in. So the divine feminine and masculine in balance, we're open and we're receiving, and we're letting it flow. So giving and receiving don't even feel like two separate things anymore. It's just a flow through. And so everything flows through you. Energy for your body so you can regain your health. Energy for creating what you need in your life, information so you're intuitively drawn to what's right for you. Your life just becomes really easy and graceful, and what you find is you set an intention and it comes forth, you know, because that's the creative process, and you need the inner male and inner female to be working together to create. And so when you set an intention that's aligned with your divine self and aligned with your soul purpose, then that creative energy from the feminine comes forth it has the instructions. Okay, this is what I do with this creative energy, and it creates. And you find, and the word creative, a lot of times we think about it in terms of writing or doing art or doing music or something, that kind of creative in the arts. But I'm talking about creating the life that you want, creating the outcomes that you want. And it just becomes so easy, and you become in the flow. And because you are open, you radiate this energy, this light, that is very attractive to, and especially because you are really bringing forth your soul gifts and you're letting your soul shine through you, now people can see the true you. And they are attracted to what you have to offer. And if a soul partner is waiting for you, that partner is only going to be able to find you when you are radiating from your soul. If it's covered up with all of this programming, those signals aren't going out. No one can see you. But when you really have embodied it and you're radiating that, that's when your soulmate can find you. Because it's going to be your soulmate's attracted to you, your soul at a soul level. So that's what has to be radiating to find. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, what I really appreciate about your work, Susanna, is how you focus on the subconscious programming that we all have, because it's just how we've grown up, and that it's important to remove that, to really get to a new powerful place where we're choosing our energy, we're choosing our thoughts, our actions, our emotions. And one way you do that is by working with people to detox emotionally and mentally and spiritually everything that isn't theirs. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you work with people through your program, specifically your emotional mental detox program?
Right. Well, I have that program available in a couple of different formats. The one that I like best and I feel is most valuable and most supportive is the teleclass format. So, and we're going to be starting that next week, and I usually run those about every 6 weeks throughout the year. So the teleclass format is that we get together on the phone. It's a relatively small group of people. And I take you through, once a week for 6 weeks, I take you through detoxing one layer of the onion of the subconscious. And not only the subconscious programming, but the emotional energy that we are holding in our fields. So that is transmuted as well. So every week for 6 weeks, we peel back another layer of that onion. And it gives people an opportunity to ask questions, to get support from me in a live format. And you know, a lot of people have said that as they're going through their own conscious evolution, they're feeling isolated. So they're really appreciating getting together with other people who are going through it, and people learn from each other and learn from listening to what's been going on during the week as you release it. Because as you change on the inside, you're going to start noticing changes on the outside. You know, the world is going to start to reflect those changes back to you. And so during the teleclass format, I can help you to relate about what's happening for you and why it's happening because of, you know, what we did in the detox session and what we asked for and what we asked to be released and, oh, that's why this is happening. And then I also add, you know, also tools and tips and other things to help make it easier and go forward. So there's the teleclass format. I also have the program available in a do-it-yourself kind of a kit where you get an instruction guide and recordings of these sessions, and you go through it on your own. So I have it available in both formats. I find about 80% of the population really need that extra structure and support, and there's about 20% that you know, have the self-discipline to do it on their own. So I like to be able to serve both populations in this.
Sure. And people do like to have that personal connection with you and to have a sense of community and support as they're moving through this very personal and important process. Now, I know that in your programs, you use a lot of guided visualizations, and people can be brand new to this way of working with their energy and their self-development. And so what if someone is not good at visualizing or meditating? Will your program still work for them?
Yes, definitely. It still works because what it's not the kind of meditation where I ask you to, you know, make your mind blank. And it's like guided self-healing or self-hypnosis. And so all you really have to do is follow along. It works even if you've never had any success with meditating, and it works even if you're not visual. So even, you know, some people, you know, you do a guided meditation and they see all kinds of things and it sounds really cool and we all get jealous that they see all this stuff. I don't either. You know, I'm not, that visual channel isn't really open right now for me to a real degree. I'm more of a feeler. But what we've seen is that it works anyway because it's aligning the frequency that I guide you into with your, and you just use your imagination and you just pretend, I guide you into a frequency, a brainwaves frequency that accesses the subconscious and it accesses the conscious mind and it accesses the superconscious mind or the divine mind, that infinite creator. And when we have that connection with the infinite creator and we put forward these intentional commands that I'll give to you, those are creational commands and they must be obeyed. So it's the intention at this level of consciousness that makes it work. And so it doesn't matter if you can see it or feel it or not. It's the intention that makes it work. And I even have you get that when you sign up for the class. There's a video that I have that shows the energy field responding to the guided meditation. And it was a person who wasn't visual, and we hooked her up to a biofeedback machine and just watched her aura change in response to the guided meditation. And it was amazing to see, you know, when we said, you know, call in light from on top of your head, and you see this light on the top of her head, you know, just start turning yellow and
wow,
then white, purple. It just responded right away in real time immediately. And, you know, we said, bring in the energy of compassion into your heart, and you could just see this pink energy coming from the heart on the screen, from the heart, and just flooding into the energy field. It is like pouring through and flooding and filling up the field. So she went from, when she started the session, she was like all kind of murky orange colors. And
wow.
By the end of the session, you saw the transformation as it took place. It got clear red, and then it got yellow, and it went through the spectrum until at the end she was all white. So, it works, and she's not visual, so it works by intentional command.
Amazing. That is a great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I'd be happy if anyone wanted to, see those videos. I could send you a link to the video. We have a video of the, I call it the triple flame energy field detox, and one of the male detox. And just, watching what happens when you do the meditations.
Very powerful. Mm-hmm. So with everything that you've shared today, it's probably got a lot of people thinking about their own divine feminine aspect and how they can step into this part of themselves more fully. What would be the next best thing to do in terms of really releasing the old stuff from their cells, really getting rid of that and starting new? Because I know that, the rest of this year and beyond, we're really being called to own our love vibration more and to create from our heart. And, all of this is so timely. So what is the next step, and how can people move forward with this?
I think you have a link on your website to the special offer that I put together for your family, your network here. And if they don't have that available, it's realitycrafting.com/CCC for Conscious Cool Chic. And what I have is a special offer that they can sign up for the Emotional Mental Detox teleclass or get the do-it-yourself kit. So that's always the first place that I suggest people start, is to let go of who you are not, because the love that you are is inside of you. It's already in there. It's just kind of all covered up with all this stuff that isn't you. So let's let the true love that you are shine through.
Yes. And I do have that link even on this radio show description. So if you're listening to this show on Blog Talk Radio, you can see that there is a link to discover more about Susanna's program and an exclusive deal that she has for us, limited time, which is very generous. And if you are interested in diving into yourself more, this is a wonderful, safe way to do this work. I think that is important too, because it's such personal work. It's these parts of ourselves that, we don't always want to share with everyone, but Susanna, you're such a great guide, and you are a very caring energy to guide people through this self-discovery phase. So I certainly appreciate that about you, that you are available in this capacity to help people know themselves more.
Mm-hmm. And, even on the teleclass, people, they share what's going on for them, but it's not necessary for anybody to share their story, because, like I said, it's the six core issues that we all have, and everyone has a different story as to how they got dramatized. So the story really isn't important. It's not necessary to share. What people share on the call is just what's changing for them, as they're moving through and they ask questions. And, you know, obviously you're free to share or not share, whatever, at whatever level you feel comfortable with. But it certainly, we do create a sphere of compassion for everybody to be in. And that's, you know, one of the gifts I've been able to bring through that I'm really grateful for is being able to create this space of non-judgment and unconditional love for people so they do feel safe to open up into.
And we definitely need more of that in our lives, that space with others and also that space within ourselves to hold compassion and love for ourselves.
Exactly.
So I'm looking at the clock and we just have a few minutes left, and I'd love to know, is there anything else you would like to leave us with before we say goodbye for now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I just want to reach out to everybody. I know that the people that you're attracting to these calls, Molly, are conscious, beautiful beings of love light. And I know that at some level of your being, you have felt called to come to this planet at this time. And so I want to say, number one, thank you for coming, not only to this call, but to the planet. And that it's time. It's time for you to bring forward the beautiful soul gifts that you came here to contribute. And whatever I can do to support you in being who you really are and doing what you came here to do, I am all about that. I'm here for you. So let me know how I can help with that. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. The world loves you and needs you.
Oh, that is so beautifully said. And I know, too, that many people who listen to this show are looking for these this type of a support, or at least these types of connections on their path, because a lot of people who are interested in this information are leaders. You know, they're pioneers. They're the ones who are doing this for the first time in their family, for the first time in their community, and it can feel a little bit lonely at times, and it's important to have the support system that demonstrate that you are connected to a bigger soul group and soul family, and to feel that connection. So that is another reason why I appreciate your work, Susanna. And thank you so much for being here. As always, it's wonderful to speak with you and to hear everything that you are sharing. So thank you for being here today.
Oh, you are so welcome. My pleasure, Molly. And thank you for what you are doing in the world and supporting everybody in the way that you do. It's a beautiful gift, and I love the way that you do it. You've got a wonderful sparkle that just really radiates. So thank you.
Thank you. And again, everyone, if you want to check out more about Susanna, her website is realitycrafting.com, and go to /CCC to get her special deal for us, for listeners of this show only. And thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you for your time. The time just flew, as always, but I hope that you can come back and listen to our next live show next Wednesday. And in the meantime, I wish you the very best on your journey. Take good care, and namaste. Bye-bye.